And we're going to need Sam in here, too, because Sam is very well versed on the young douchebag rappers that are now all over the place.
Is she in?
Yeah. The one you brought up earlier this morning was who?
Lil Zan. Ugh.
And then we have 6ix9ine, who is also just out of control. We'll post some of this to our Twitter, I guess. Whoa, hello there.
Whoa, hey, how you doing?
Morning.
Hey.
And, do we have the song, Mike, that
we got in question?
You,
I just grabbed a little snippet because it's laden with profanity, but I found one part that wasn't too bad.
Sam, you are the younger member of the show, by all accounts, the... What an advertiser's wet dream, successful, millennial, active, woke. You're everything. Everyone's advertising.
Oh, so woke.
So woke, super woke. And you, but you also at the same time, old soul.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, what's your take on, I like to call it mumblecore. It's little anything.
What is it called?
It's all lils.
What is the genre?
Lil Pump.
It kind of is mumble rap. Some of them borderline like... Emo rap is like the new thing. That was Lil Peep and Lil Xan.
I know you like Lil Peep.
I love Lil Peep.
And you're like sad that he's dead.
I am.
But not a lot of people
not all that surprising though, right?
No.
Yeah, he was a very tortured
person. He says in the song, drugs in my nose and in my cup.
Oh.
So you're probably going to die. Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is clean. See, I grew up with this. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. See, that's the Notorious B.I.G., and I can understand what he's saying, and it's incredibly well done.
Mm-hmm.
You now, and by the way, and I said this last week, and this is just me, but I got to reiterate it. I need to be afraid of my rappers. I need to be intimidated by them. I need to be scared of Dr. Feelgood era Motley Crue, like they're all in a cocaine haze, just going to stab me to death. All right, I need to be terrified that I'm going to say something out of line to Suge Knight and he's going to collapse my head in.
Yeah.
Lil Xan, my 2.5-year-old, could kick his ass after a bad nap.
Yeah.
And you hear him in interviews and he's just this mashed potato mouth zilch. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I don't want to be the old guy that hates all the new music. Let me listen to it. Let me try it. Maybe he's just... Like, if you listen to Kurt Cobain back in the day, he's in an interview and he sounds like someone made him smoke Lunesta. And then he performs like, I get it. You're a super talented guy. Bob Dylan, same way. Tom Waits, same way. Maybe not great in interviews, but then the product speaks for itself.
Yeah.
But then this kid goes and he's got a new song called The Man.
It's bad.
I listened to it ten times.
Songs,
oh, he does have
song
good songs.
Is bad.
Does he have good songs?
I mean, personally, I like some of his other songs.
See,
yeah.
Sam likes this stuff.
Well, I like his song "Betrayed." I like Lil Xan out of all of the other ones right now. I mean, Lil Peep.
So the one that Justin is talking about, who we can't stand, you like him the most?
Yeah.
Wow, Lil Xan, you're a Lil Xan head. You're a Xan. You're a Xanarchist.
Don't call me a Lil Xan head.
You're a Xanarchist. All right, here's his new one.
Is that offensive?
I mean, a little bit.
You're a Xanarchist. You're okay, you're a Lil Xan head. This is not good. Here we go. Hold on. And hold on. Da, 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 da. I just need to let you know that's all it is for 3 minutes.
Is that all it is for 3 minutes?
That song in particular, yes.
What? That's all. I'll start it over, just in case you think I'm a crazy person. This is all it is for 3 minutes.
Feels good to be the man.
Goddamn, like goddamn, little Xanny the man.
Oh, my God.
That is a work of art.
It's a work of art.
People
what is
hate
a work of
me.
Art? What do you like about that?
It's like your dad rapping at a barbecue.
That song in particular is funny. I heard it and thought it was awful. It is awful. I'll agree to that.
It's
but it's
so
kind of entertaining
bad.
To listen to. I can get down
and
to it.
And he's not even like dance. Like, okay, let's say he rapped like that, but then you saw him perform and like, oh, he's lighting up the stage. Look at him running around. He is like sitting still.
He's a Xanax head.
He's a Xanny. Oh, God.
Wait, do you like it because it's so awful? I mean, you know, there's
kind
songs
of,
that we all like
of,
because
yeah.
they're so bad. You want it? You're like, it's
yeah.
pretty funny.
I will listen to Rebecca Black's Friday.
Right.
Every day you ask me to.
That doesn't
It's not great.
Me.
But I still am like, you know
what?
But
is it along those lines?
Yeah, definitely.
Is this Betrayed? This is the one you say you actually kind of halfway like.
Well, yeah, I can vibe to this one.
Oh, she can vibe to it. Here it comes.
Zans don't make you. Zans gon' take you. Zans gon' fake you. Zans gon' betray you. Zans don't make
you. Oh, my God.
You here's what's happening. Here's
I
what's
was
happening.
That in the car.
End of day.
Really?
I was.
You were in the car.
I was just singing
I love
that.
Hey, that song's got 160 million listens.
It is a bop. Okay,
it's
that
a bop?
Is a good song.
Well, let it keep going.
I
want to
hear you sing.
No.
Sam, rap it.
No, I gotta wait.
Sing it, Sam.
I can't even do it because all the words are dirty.
It's like Skittles, what? You can't really taste a rainbow, what?
Oh, he's just so
hold on, Sam's starting to rap.
No, they're all cuss words, though, so I can't, like, jump each word.
You can try it on the table, flip it like some Yola. Heart shape,
what is
kisses,
it, what?
Really miss my mistress.
Kisses,
there we go.
Really miss my mistress. And 666, see what want my mentions.
Y'all gotta stop. It's too early in the morning for this.
This is
gonna be a wild day for me.
Is this too fire? Is this too fire?
Well, here's what's happened. You even said it. You're like, you know, I want my Motley Crue all coked up that I think they're gonna stab me. And this, so, you know, now we're in the age where these pills are big things, and these pills are like downers.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Oh, good point.
So this is what you get when you go into a studio and you're all zonked out on pills.
He actually doesn't do Xanax anymore.
That's what he says. He says that he
do you buy that?
He raps against
it. Well, he
it
was
now
an addict, like a legitimate addict.
Okay.
So
what do you mean he was? How old is he?
21.
And he was an addict.
He probably started this when he was 14.
Did he get hooked when he was 13? Like, I get it. There's like new rappers like Logic. Dude, Logic's fire.
Yeah.
And then this happens, and I'm like, what are
sometimes
we doing?
If you can't fight it, like, you just join it, you know?
What? No, I don't.
I don't know.
Join.
I might be on
it. Accept
it. 410-338-1098. Coming up, out of sports, and Mills. You know what? Not just people just hating on it, all right? Sell me. I'm clinging to youth by a thread, and I feel like the threads are snapping right now.
We haven't even talked about the fact that they all, in order to get into this world, you got to get awful face tattoos.
Awful
they
face
all
tattoos.
Have awful
face tattoos.
And you got to dye your hair.
And you got to dye your hair. Oh, 669. We got to get into afterwards. 410-338-1098. You hate it. You love it. Talk to us. Settle us. Sell us on this mumblecore. Coming up.
Justin Scott and Spiegel, 98rock.com. Spiegel is out, and we have Stacey Lynn from WBAL-AM, and phone lines are packed. Texts are flying in.
Yeah.
Talking about this new generation of rappers, Lil Xan, Lil Peep, R.I.P. There we go.
If you, the video for this is so embarrassing. Okay, he's 5'1".
Who is that?
That's Lil Xan.
That's Lil Xan.
The man came out this weekend. I guess the theme of the video, it's a video where he's in rehab. Shocker, his name's Lil Xan. Okay, if you name someone Lil Pedo, don't have him perform at a Chuck E. Cheese. And there's a scene where he's in like a hospital bed and a big video hoochie is bouncing this black China butt in front of his face. And he's got this tiny little carnival hand. Just this little dwarf hand, he's like smacking her butt and it's not doing anything. Like, you're not even getting like a meat wave. Like, if, I don't know, Method Man or Raekwon or You Got any of the Wu-Tang smacked it. It's just like she's like lying on top of a little kid. He's 5'0".
Yeah, he looks like a little boy.
He's got the smoothest little chest. I don't want a smooth chest on my rappers. I want there to be some sort of stabbing. What's the name? Total Xanarchy. Look at the cover of that album. That they're splashing water across this hairless little chest.
So people love, man.
And here's the thing. 150 million plus views. He's successful.
So weird.
He got there. He made it. He did it. But much like every generation that comes, the generation prior to it, that stuff's garbage.
Right, are we just being the old fuddy-duddies?
I'm trying to be self-aware and not be this old grumpy man. I'm not trying to be Gran Torino, Clint Eastwood, screaming stuff at the Asian kids next door. I want to get new music.
Here's the thing, like, and I said this earlier in the hour.
Ooh, a little penis, that's a good one.
And I'll probably date myself. I'll date myself and
your nickname?
Lil Peen? Are you Lil Peen?
I'm Lil Peen.
What's up, Lil Peen?
Lil Peen. What's up, Lil Peen?
But, like, the big album when I was in high school was Dr. Dre, The Chronic, right? The Chronic is...
With the pot leaf on the CD.
Yeah, it's pot, and they would smoke pot, and it kind of, you know, affected the music in a certain way, right? That album has such a vibe to it.
Oh, 100%.
That it was a, you know, weed-infused, chronic-infused album.
Generational. But you can still listen to it today.
But now we're in the age of... we're in the pillhead age. So when you have pillheads that are zonked out on Xanax and all these downer pills that just knock you out... This is what the music sounds like.
Lil Xan sounds like that. The one I was saying prior to us doing Keith, we'll tease, was that I love Post Malone. And
He's different. He's not in this.
He's kind of in it, though.
He's totally different.
With the mumbliness to it. I'm across he also sounds like he just woke up.
Sam! Now, Sam's the official ruling on this.
His tunes and his beats are better, but he still sounds a little sleepy. But he's just always smiling, and I can't help but love him. Now, this is one you pointed out that this dude... Okay, what's Sam, what's the ruling? Noted young person, ear to the tracks.
I love him. That's my husband. He's not in this clan.
But he's all sleepy. He's kind of tired.
No, he's totally...
He's a singer.
Yeah,
he sings.
He's different.
I love White Iverson.
He's in the ballpark.
He's in the ballpark.
He is the ringleader if he's in this ballpark.
He's the mumblecore Zeppelin. He's this generation Zeppelin. But yeah, he's not as bad as a Xan. This next one, before we get some calls, Scott pointed this out. Lil Xan runs with a silly crew. This other guy, Post Malone, seems like he's just surrounded by a bunch of fun vagabonds. This dude, 6'9".
Tekashi 6'9".
Tekashi 6'9". This dude might be... He might not be alive in a year or two.
No.
No, definitely not.
He will be shot to death.
Or in jail.
This is Billy. Okay, a little more aggressive.
It's very aggressive.
A little more aggressive. Okay.
How old are you?
I'll be 23.
So do you think this is a generational? Like Scott said it. We all think the music, you know, obviously before us is different, is bad, or whatever.
You think we're old fuddy-duddies right now? Just going,
you kids and your music!
Yeah.
Well, no, not really. I mean, I listen to tons of, like, older music. This is not, like, my genre or something that I feel all millennials are into. But it is something that spawned from my generation.
Would you call them YouTube rappers? Or is everything YouTube these days? I mean, at this point, every next generation... Moving forward is all online. MTV ain't making any new
that's
stars.
That's true. That's a tough.
Let's jump to the phones. 410-338-1098. This isn't a real person. This has to not be a real person. Bob in Harford County. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey.
No, he is a real person.
Really?
Lil Wendex. He is fabulous.
Lil Wendex?
I looked him up.
I'm not a fan of mumble rap at all, but Lil Wendex is the man.
Lil Wendex.
That can't be real.
Looking at him.
They got rhymes. They have rhymes. They have talent in writing.
If they got talent in writing, I'm all about it. But Lil Xan was just reading the Skittles phrase and saying he's the man over and over again, when not only is he just not the man, he's shaped like a boy and a tiny one.
Yeah.
A tiny petite boy that can't ride anything at the carnival because he's so small.
Yeah.
He gets out of the pool during Adult Swim.
Yeah.
Lil Wendex has got to be a comedian, right? It's a send up. It's got to be a send up.
Don't know, man. He's got a lot of. Okay. I'm going to give a listen to Lil Wendex.
Yeah.
Let's go to.
Looking at some of the lyrics, you might want to
Ty and Dundalk. Ty, thank you for holding, man. Talking about this new generation of hip hop artist. Are we old?
Well, first of all, morning.
Morning.
But I think it kind of proves that, you know, we are getting kind of old, and that's probably the only reason why, because they're not really doing anything new, you know, when it really comes down to it. Even with the mumble rap, you know, there was times of, grunge era where, you know, you couldn't understand what they were saying, or, you know, people have been talking about drugs for, in songs and sex in songs for, you know, as long as, you know, I can remember.
Ty, you make a great point about, and thank you for the call, when metal shifted to Nirvana, that's the end of music. That's it. Everyone that listened to Poison, Motley Crue, Guns N' Roses, anybody that was ripping off this Slash-like solo, heard Kurt Cobain play guitar, and they're like, oh my God, shut down music forever. It's over. It's done. It's awful. We just went from the sweeping epic that is November Rain to Smells Like Teen Spirit. He looks like he slept underneath of a soup kitchen. And then now Nirvana's looked back as one of the greatest musical acts of all. God, we're so old.
But like you said, YouTube is so big now that anyone can get discovered and isn't just waiting at home for, you know, I mean, anyone can get discovered. My kids all the time say, oh my God, this person's so famous. And I'm like, oh, well, what do they do?
Damn,
they're a YouTuber. I'm like, what does that mean? I mean, what do they, what do they do?
Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. Mike thinks he likes the new stuff. What's up, Mike?
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Uh-oh.
Oh, here you sound like you're deep in the game.
I feel like you might be one of the new rappers. Lil Mike.
What's up? I actually do rap, though. What's up? How y'all doing?
Hi there. Lil Mike.
How are you?
Good morning.
But I'm doing good. I love the great. I love the new new wave of rap music. Like the last dude just said, I feel like it's like how when a lot of old rock heads will listen to the grunge era and they think it's trash. I think that's how it is now. But I think a lot of the like the new wave rap is just like more creative and more more like more original all around. Like the old school, they have lyrics and stuff, but when you go into beats and melodies and creativity and all that stuff, I think the new wave has it beat by far.
Okay, I'm getting into it.